Hey y'all, it's Mama Susie coming at ya. Hope you're doing good. I wanted to get this podcast out a little bit earlier, but it got late and you know how it is. You're busy doing stuff. I've been reorganizing my house and today was basically like just trying to feel better in that. I had a little bit of a stomach bug. I thought it was I ate some bad Chinese food or something like that, but my son had felt a little bit ill and he's feeling much better. And I'm feeling better. And so I've been, now that I'm healing up, I'm just trying to clean and organize the house and get some stuff done. My sugar's been really good. Like 107, 112. Haven't had any problems with my sugar. So I hope you guys are checking your sugar and going by your meter, you know, eating. Like when I say go by your meter, if your sugar is 120 or more, you got to kind of reevaluate what you're eating. So like pay attention, write that stuff down, and you know, so you can put it in a notebook or in a little notepad or something like that, and kind of keep track. I know a lot of people do, and sometimes people forget. You know, I know a lot of diabetics, you know, forget to check their sugar, and sometimes even eat. I've heard them saying they don't even eat until late at night, and that can be harmful to your body. So all the women with PCOS and HS, and men and women that have HS and diabetes. So I'm talking to everybody today about, today is more about self-care. So all these things that I talk about is to help, you know, keep yourself good, keep your body well, keep your mind well, keep your emotions well. When things are out of whack sometimes, you can just feel a little bit funky. And sometimes it can make you feel worse. So all you can, you know, do is put one foot in front of the other and keep trying, you know. I pray. I have a little book that I just got from the store about self-care and kind of remind you, you know, do special things for yourself too. A lot of times we forget, you know, to take care of oneself. When we forget to do those things and we're taking care of everybody else, we kind of fall at the wayside, and that can make our health bad. So, you know, exercise. Try to get some exercise in there every day. Even if it's cleaning your house, going for walks, going for a bike ride, you know, playing with your animals, you know, go outside, do whatever you can to make yourself feel better. You know, do special things for yourself. Take time out for yourself. Watch a movie, kind of decompress, pray, meditate, anything you can do to kind of turn yourself around. Because we all have those lull days. We all have those days where we just don't feel good. You know, and it could be, say you have multiple things going on in your body, so it can take some time to kind of turn it around. And, you know, it might go back to where sometimes it's not so good. But then eventually you kind of get back on that horse and you get back there again to where, you know, you're doing well and you're feeling better and stuff. And it can just, I don't know, it can do like phenomenal things to you. It can make you feel so much better when you're actually taking care of yourself. A lot of moms, a lot of parents, you know, you're working hard or you're working hard at home or whatever you're doing, you're always on the go and you forget about yourself. And you know, that can be kind of hard. So I want you to know it's okay that you take time out for yourself. Read, listen to music, dance, enjoy your life that God give you. We only have one life to live, I believe, and let's make the best of it, you know? It's such a sad time going on in the world. So many things are going on, sickness, sadness, calamity. There was just an earthquake in Mexico, and that was so sad. I'm praying for all those people, and I'm praying for healing, and I'm just praying for, you know, praying on that. So I just want to let you guys know about that. And just been many things going on. As you guys know, I try not to pay attention too much with the news because it's always something new and it's always sad and it's always hard. And how we're going to do is keep going and putting one foot in front of the other and trying to stay positive and strong. And you just got to keep going. No matter what's going on, you're going to hear a lot of things on the news. You're going to hear a lot of things on the internet, and you have to keep going. You know your beliefs. You know who you care about and who you love, and you know what's important. And you got to make yourself a priority also. You have to take care of yourself. So if your doctor tells you, hey, you've got to lose a little bit of weight, or you've got to try to stop eating so much this or that, sweets, carbs, whatever it is, try to go along with it the best you can. And if you mess up sometimes, then you do. You know, we're human beings. I think that sometimes if we totally stop eating something, say candy or cake or pie or whatever, that one time we really want to eat pie, we really want to have cake or a piece of candy, we're just going to, you know, I know myself, I'll gobble it all up like, I mean, I like it. That's probably where I, you know, I was predisposed to get diabetes. So, I mean, I really like sweets. So, you know, like, who doesn't, you know? So, you just really don't deprive yourself of things, but eat things in moderation. You know, if you're eating something and you're allergic to it, you have HS and you're eating nightshades, and that affects you, and then you break out, and, you know, you get an abscess, you get a boil, and they are painful, I can tell you that. And, you know, then you got to kind of say, hey, I got to stop eating tomatoes. I got to stop, you know, smoking cigarettes. I got to stop eating okra. I got to try to, try to have different things, you know. Just pay attention what you're putting in your body and how you're taking care of yourself. And nobody's going to understand what you're going through except for you. Your friends, your family, you know, they might be there for you, may want to listen, they want to hear your what's going on with you, but you have to say, hey, I got to take care of me, and then just do it. Stop saying it, just do it, okay? And I say it that way, as nice as I can, as uplifting as I can, because I've been there. Oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then it never gets done. So the best thing to do is just to take care of you, take care of all you have to do, but make that special time for yourself. It's not going to get any better until you make it get better, okay? And you have to have a good attitude about things because, you know what, nobody knows everything. Nobody knows, you know, what you're feeling inside. Nobody knows what you're going through physically, emotionally, anything except for you. So just keep going and don't give up on yourself, okay? Never, ever give up. The most important thing, okay, that I want you to know from all this is practice self-care, okay, and never, ever give up, okay? You can't because you're the only person you have. You are you. Nobody, there's not another one of you. God broke the mold when he made you. And I believe that we all have gifts, and you are here for a reason. You are here, you are special, and you're very important to a lot of people. Especially Lord Jesus and our Holy Father. So I want you to please listen to everything I have to say. Take it as you take it. You know, my beliefs are my own. I'm not here to offend anyone. I apologize if I ever have or ever, you know, have at all to anyone. And that's not what my intentions are ever. My intentions are to, number one, help myself. Number two, when I can help myself, I can help other people. And you'll learn that too. And you can lead by example. If you're doing well with yourself, you can help others. Okay, not many people can kind of get there. But it takes little tiny baby steps, and eventually you will. So be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. You can make it through all this. We're all going to make it through this, okay? It's going to take some time. Try not to get down on yourself, you know. Life is too short to sweat the small stuff because there's so much big stuff going on all the time. So, you know, just kind of do what you got to do and take care of yourself and really pay attention, you know, and pamper yourself sometimes. Go get that chocolate bar once in a while. You don't have to eat the whole thing. Eat half of it. But take care of yourself. Go get a recipe book, okay, for diabetes. And see, you know, what you can handle. Make a few different recipes. I'm going to put some more recipes on here very soon. And I am going to do that podcast with my husband as soon as I can again. So that'll be like part two. So, you know, just do what you got to do and just take care of you. So you guys have a good one and I'll be back very soon, probably in a couple days. All right. Thank you so much. Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye.